The Tucson Unified School District has been under a federally mandated desegregation plan for decades. A new unitary status plan is being proposed to bring an end to a long-standing battle known as the Fisher-Mendoza case. Parents of Hispanic and African-American students filed a lawsuit almost 40 years ago, which led to the courts placing TUSD under a desegregation order. That order stood until 2009, when the district moved to a post-unitary plan. But since then, TUSD has been put back under federal watch. The newly proposed unitary plan aims to provide equal education opportunities to African-American and Latino students in TUSD. The district has a copy of the new plan on its website and is holding public meetings this week to get input from the community. District officials say comments and suggestions on the proposal will be sent to the special master appointed by federal court, who will then submit a final plan to the court in a couple of weeks. For a list of dates and times for the meetings, go to our website, acpm.org. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.